Hey, welcome to day two of the Overcoming Fear devotional. This is Nehemiah Damien, and today we are going to unpack fear. People think that fear is this big mystery box that no one dares to open. Everyone knows there's something wrong in it. Everyone knows that there's something scary inside that box. But today what we're going to do is we're going to unpack it and see the contents in it. I promise you, it's not as scary as you think. What we are doing today is we are going to expose the strategies of the enemy. The enemy has tricked you into thinking that fear is something that you can never overcome in your life. But hopefully, the Holy Spirit is going to allow us to unpack fear and to see the contents in fear. And we are going to learn from the life of Moses today. Moses, a man who fought fear. And so the context is Exodus chapter 3. The scene is at the burning bush where God calls Moses for arguably the greatest ministry in the Old Testament. But Moses has a lot of fears and excuses to cite. He tells God, "God, this is a great plan, but I don't think this is for me." If Moses was a South Indian, he would have said, "Are you God? This is such a good plan. The Israelites need to be restored, but I don't think I can do it. I don't think I am the one that you're really searching for." I believe there are many people listening to me who have told God so many excuses when God has revealed His plan to you. The great plans that you've been praying about and people have prophesied over you, you've always given God a few excuses and cited your fears all along these years. But today, I believe you're going to listen from the life of Moses, how he overcame his fears to go back and do some amazing things for the Israelites. Your greatest fear might be someone else's way of deliverance. That is the first thing that I learned from Moses. Moses' greatest fear was doing the plan of God and saving the Israelites, but that was the only way in which the Israelites would have been delivered. If we sit here in our comfortable chairs, citing our fears, telling God, "I know you have so many plans for me, but I don't think I can do it," there is a world that is being lost. There are families about to be divorced. There are people planning to commit suicide today. There are people who are desperate and crying out for God. And God says to Moses, "I have heard the cry of the Israelites." And similarly, God tells you, "I have heard the cry of many people, and I have seen you to be the one to deliver them." So stop citing your fears, because your greatest fear might be the way of deliverance for someone else. So we are in Exodus chapter 3. And what we are going to do is we are going to identify four fears from the life of Moses. And this is going to be from Exodus chapter 2 through 4. The first fear is caused by past experiences. Moses had killed an Egyptian in the past. He had wounds of the past mistakes playing in the back of his mind. Many people are still carrying wounds from past sins. You're still carrying residues and scars from your old life. You're afraid to face God or come to church because the last time you came to church, you were hurt by this person. The last time you stepped into that business venture, you were hurt by your business partner. And so you are reluctant to go back to it because you are afraid of your past experiences. And that can hold you back from getting into the fullness of God's promises and blessings in your life. The second fear that I've identified from the life of Moses is the fear of the people you ran away from. In Exodus chapter 2 verse 15 we read, when Pharaoh heard about Moses killing another Egyptian, he wanted to kill Moses. And so Moses fled from the Pharaoh and went to live in Midian. Moses was in exile. He was avoiding the Pharaoh. And now God is asking Moses to go back to the person, to go back to the country that he had fled from, that he had ran away from. Some of you, you've been avoiding people. You've been avoiding certain groups and certain circles. And now you live in fear, in hiding. You see, Moses did his greatest ministry in front of the people he ran away from. I believe where you have run away, that is the exact place where God wants to bring you back and use you. Can I hear an amen to that? God is going to take you back to the place, to the business that you ran away from, to the educational course that you ran away from, for the ministry that you stopped in between. God is bringing you back there to resume it and to do something greater in your life. The third fear that I've identified from the life of Moses is the fear of the task that was in front of him. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 10 and 11, where God said, I'm going to use you to deliver the people of Israelites, about 3 million of them and their families. Moses was like, this is so big for me. This task is so huge for me. How can such a common man like me accomplish such a big task? I know there are some people who are afraid of the task set in front of you. You're afraid of the great plans that God has shared with you. I know we like cliches in church and we often say, God is going to do things what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived. But can I ask you a question? Are you really prepared to do things what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no mind has conceived? Sometimes when such things come to pass and come to fruition in our lives, we run away from it because we are afraid. So you've been praying for many things in your life and God says, I'm going to fulfill that very promise in your life. But the question still remains, are you ready for it? Are you ready to step into the fullness of God's blessing? And finally, the fourth fear that I've identified from the life of Moses is the fear because of inability or incompetence. Moses says in Exodus chapter 4 verse 10, pardon your servant, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. Moses was focused on his inability. Moses was focused on his stammering. He says, God, I'm not worthy to do this. I don't think I can do this. If you're in the same situation, can I tell you, God's grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, his strength is displayed, the Bible says. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So don't focus on your inability. Instead, focus on the great God that is calling you. And finally, I want to conclude with this. Exodus chapter 3 verse 6. God tells Moses, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. I want you to underline that in your Bible. Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Moses looked away from God in fear. But it was that fear that set him free from all other fears in his life. Yes, brothers and sisters, it is the fear of God that sets you free from every other fear in your life. The book of Proverbs says, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. If you look at God today in fear, in holy reverence, if you look to his face today, just like the Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 34, that those who fear will lack nothing, that God is going to take away all our fears from our life. So I believe this has ministered to you today, that you're going to overcome your fears with the fear of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are in your presence and we thank you that your Son has stepped into this world to help us to overcome our fear. God, we look to you in holy reverence. And we want that fear of God to increase inside us so that we will be set free from all other fears. We thank you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.